Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen. I want to thank you for joining us on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today is a topic everybody has to deal with, and that is tough times. I know you, like me, you've heard, you know, tough times don't last, but tough people do. All those kind of sayings just drive me crazy because they don't make the tough times any better. But we're all going to deal with tough times. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 103, verse 2, "Let all that I am praise the Lord." And then there's a semicolon right there, and it goes on to really like a prescription of why you should praise the Lord. It says, "May I never forget the good things he has done for me." Now, I know when tough times come, one of the first things that happens is we look inward. We look inside of ourselves and we pout and we kind of frustrate ourselves or we lash out at other people. But when hard times come, it's sometimes really easy to want to give up. You might even blame God or you just kind of walk away. Our faith system is filled with people who have been on fire for the Lord Jesus and then had a tough time come and walk away from the faith saying, "I knew it was just religion." But you know, in the midst of hard times, it's critically important that we remember what this verse says. It tells us to praise the Lord and to not forget the good things God does for us. This is why I believe it's so critically important that when we open up our day, when we roll out of bed, when we get ready to start our day with our morning coffee, one of the first things I want to encourage you to do is write down two or three things, specifically three things, which is what I do, that I'm grateful for. Now, some of us kind of have a God complex on this thing, and we try to figure out, I need to write down something super spiritual that I'm grateful for. Well, let me take that off of your shoulders, and let me share with you the three things I was grateful for this morning. One, I'm grateful that this is a pay week. I mean, can I get an amen? We all like it when we get paid. I was grateful this week was a pay week. You know what else I found myself? I was so grateful for my truck. I just, during all the rain and storms and whatnot, I was in a safe vehicle. The third thing I wrote down was, I was so glad that Jenny went, can you believe I did that? I can talk for a living and spend all this money fixing my eyes and my mouth messes up. But I was grateful that Jenny went with me to a speaking engagement yesterday because she could. Those are pretty simple, aren't they? But when we start with gratitude, what we're really saying is, I'm not going to forget the good things God does for me. It's easy when things aren't going the way you want them to give up, to blame God, to start throwing ourselves a pity party. But if we do this, we're missing out on something very important. God tells us not to forget the good things he's done. Now remember, one of the things that God does for us is he literally gives us life. He gives us breath. He has given us a brain. He has given us a body. He has given us water to drink. He has given us his very son. He has given us love by giving us himself. But we will miss out on the importance of God when we forget the good things that he has done. When we remember God, when we remember the things he has done for us in the past, we can begin to realize that God will help us out of this time as well. So instead of being discouraged when tough times come, choose to look to God and remember the times God has brought you out of difficult, tough times in the past, and realize he will do that again and again and again for you. Now listen, don't fall into the trap of believing that because you've invited Christ into your life and you've chosen to be a follower of Jesus, that everything's going to fall into place for your life. God never made that promise. He actually said the opposite. He said it's going to rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. Paul went into great length in saying to us, if you're not experiencing some persecution, you're probably not trying to live for God. So when we see tough times, let me give you three quick things to wrap up today's podcast. Three things we can see, three things we can live when tough times come. Number one, remember the good things God has done. Number two, we can pray and praise him that he will get you through this time. He has got that time in your life for a purpose, which leads me to number three, and that is accept and recognize and learn what the divine has laid out before you in the tough times. What am I to learn in those difficult times? My friend, don't forget Psalm 103, verse 2. Let all that I am praise the Lord, and may I never forget the good things he does for me. God bless you. I hope to see you this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church at 9:30 or 11 a.m. in the morning. And then, of course, we broadcast live at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.